Today we're talking about a helpline service that you might not have heard about. I certainly haven't before this. The service is known as Ethical, unique to Australia, and is based right here in Sydney. We're joined now by Sally Murphy, ethics counselor and head of education at the Ethics Centre, to tell us more about it. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Hey, absolutely. So what spurred the creation of this Ethical service for ethical dilemmas?
Well, it sounds like a recent thing, I guess, when you've not heard of it before, but actually the service has been in operation for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the Ethics Centre was founded by Simon Longstaff, who is our executive director. And ever since the start of the Ethics Centre, he has basically had like an open door policy, if you like, for anyone who's facing a dilemma and, you know, is struggling to find the answer when everything seems really too difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it was face-to-face or on the phone, you know, he made himself available to listen to people and help them through those struggles. And over time, that essentially evolved into what is now the Ethical Service, which is facilitated by trained counsellors who can take calls from people at any time.
Right. Now, obviously, ethical dilemmas, it's sort of a very broad statement to make, right? Obviously, ethics, you know, we have an idea of what that is. But what sort of dilemmas does Ethical sort of deal with?
I guess that's what's great about it. We can pretty well deal with any kind of dilemma or, you know, philosophical or ethical dilemma that people are facing. So like you said, sometimes people have, you know, family or friends that they can turn to when they're struggling to make a decision. But even if they do have family and friends, sometimes they're involved in the decision, or, you know, they feel like they're sort of caught up in the dilemma itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so the service that we offer takes people through sort of a guided conversation, like it's a structured conversation.
Right.
And so it can sort of adapt to and deal with virtually anything. So our facilitators, our counsellors, are trained to support people through this conversation, and they can apply it to any kind of circumstance.
And do you accept sort of like as you said, you mentioned philosophical dilemmas and things like that. Do people sometimes just call up to like discuss their, you know, maybe a dilemma that's been like plaguing them, and they're like, oh, there's an ethics dilemma helpline, I can call up to discuss this philosophical problem I've been having?
Sometimes it does evolve that's the nature of the call. So the calls are really designed for people who have a specific issue or a dilemma that they're facing, and then they're really struggling to make a decision about what to do. But sometimes it can be sort of, I guess, built upon just a general philosophical question. So it is possible for us to explore that further and to talk about that with them in general.
Right.
But really, the calls are sort of have a more focused.
Yeah, yeah. So it's more sort of trying to deal with a particular issue rather than sort of a general sort of nebulous idea. And
yes.
And for the people who provide these ethics counseling, what sort of, you know, how does one qualify to become an ethical counselor? What goes into that?
Yeah. So we have quite an intensive training program that we occasionally offer. And we only really offer it, I guess, when we are looking to build up the pool of counsellors that we use, because everybody who works on the service is a volunteer. So we ran a training program a couple of years ago now and boosted up the pool of facilitators or counsellors that we have in the team. And that took, you know, a good 12 months of training, because, you know, there is philosophical training and ethical training in the underpinning sort of theory. But then there's also the practice of, you know, counselling over the phone and how to sort of work through a call, because the calls take generally about 1 hour.
Yeah.
And we follow quite a rigorous framework, I guess. So it's just supporting people so that no matter who they get on the phone, whichever counsellor they get, they're going to receive both a quality and a rich service from that person.
Right. And I think you've touched on this before, but how does Ethical sort of differ from other avenues for help that we might think of, other sort of helplines? And again, you know, talking to your friends and family, what do you think kind of sets it apart from them?
Well, there's certainly a level of impartiality where we're not engaged. Like, we don't feel the problem the same way that your family or friends may be feeling the problem that you're facing. And we have this unique ability to be able to be completely private and confidential. The calls are not recorded. It's really just a private conversation with yourself and the counsellor. It's not based on any particular sort of sort of philosophical or spiritual perspective.
Yes.
Like, it's completely agnostic. And so we're there really to sort of hold up a mirror, I guess, if you like, to what that person's facing. It really allows them to dig deep and be truly honest about the situation. Mm-hmm. They're not being judged by us in any way. Where, you know, we will challenge a caller's assumptions, you know, ensuring that they're really talking facts rather than assumptions. We'll really help explore things that they hadn't even considered, you know, biases that they may not have realized existed. And it's a really thorough opportunity for someone to unpack a problem and actually see what options are available to them.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us about it. It sounds like
no
a very
worries.
Good service. Thanks so much.